Land Bridge Transportation Sea and Rail. Hello, it's Eno. I would like to talk about land bridge transportation. The word land bridge transportation might sound somewhat difficult. It is called that transportation combined by ship, plane, rail, truck, and trailer across countries. In this sense, ocean transportation, which we are all familiar with, is actually land bridge transportation of ship and truck, and common air transportation is also it of air and truck. In this video, I would like to introduce land bridge transportation, sea and rail, which is not so familiar in Japan and Southeast Asia. It is important to understand which routes are actually used to transport cargo, so that you can have a wider range of options for transporting your cargoes. Let's get started. First, let's take a look at transportation by rail in the US. Transportation by rail from ports is very important because US is a very large country. So there are several land bridge transportation routes. First of all, let me introduce IPI, Interior Point Intermodal. It is an inland hub for the transportation of containers by rail. There are IPI in various regions connected by rail, and they deliver containers, transported by sea to West Coast ports in US to inland by train. This route is also called IP. Only IPI has two meanings, inland basin route, so it may be a bit complicated. Next, it is about MLB, mini land bridge. MLB is a route, which transports containers arrived on the West Coast, across the continent by rail, to the East Coast of US or Gulf of Mexico. It is good to remember that IPI is inland and MLB is transcontinental. There is route called ALB, American Land Bridge. ALB is the route of land bridge transportation to deliver containers arrived on the West Coast by sea, across US from west to east by rail, and transported from the East Coast to Europe by sea. Finally, it is not a combined transportation, however the route is called all water, which transports from Asia to the East Coast of US and Canada by sea via the Panama Canal. It is a good idea to keep this in mind as well. In addition, in Russia and China, which have large continents, there are also a lot of transportation by rail. In Russia, there is a route called SLB, Siberian Land Bridge, that uses the Trans-Siberian Railway for transportation. The cargo is firstly transported by sea to Vostochny port in Russia and then delivered to Moscow by the Trans-Siberian Railway. Next, let me introduce CLB, China Land Bridge, route in China. This is the route to transport cargoes by sea from Japan to Lion Yun port, and then transfer them to Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan and also other European countries by rail, due to the shortage of containers and space on ships, which has been continuing since the end of 2019, there has been a lot of attention paid to transportation by rail. Especially, ocean freight rates from Asia to US and Europe are at an all-time high, and it is extremely hard to book the space. If you know these routes of land bridge transportation, which introduced in this video, it may increase your chances of being able to transport cargoes in case the lack of space on the ship. I provide information on trade and international logistics in this channel, so please subscribe if you have not yet. That's all for today. Thank you.